Character building for leadership. Character building for leadership. In the year 2021, your notebook is going to be your transformation agent. Amen. You will not write and your life not get transformed. As you write and as you meditate upon the words of God that you are writing down, your life transforms in Jesus' name. Amen. You will not sing in vain. You will not sing in vain. As you sing and as you learn and as you serve, your life is getting transformed in the name of Jesus. So I encourage you that listen to the podcast over and over and over again. When you are sleeping, let it be on play and let your spirit just be soaking it. Bishop Dag Hayward Mills one time said that he was listening to Kenneth Hagin's teachings. And one day he just felt something. He was just playing around 8 p.m. He was just playing the message, the tape. You know those times, the tape that you forward and you rewind. Then you play side A, side B. So he was listening to it and he just felt something jump from the tape into his spirit. Hallelujah. So wherever you are listening to this teaching, your life cannot remain the same in the name of Jesus. I am only a vessel. Myself, I listen to the teachings and it just lifts me up. So the vessel that God has given to all of us to be a blessing to us, as the Holy Spirit is speaking through this vessel, your life cannot remain the same in the name of Jesus. I want to hear you say amen one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor you are in the best place you could ever be. Character building for Christian leadership. And we've been dealing with wrong words. And today, just for a few minutes, we are going to look at scorn, scorn, scorn. Let's deal with that before we look at something concerning the month. But Christian character building for Christian leadership, or for leadership, because as I said, the church must be the light, or the church is the light. So Christian leadership is leadership. Hallelujah. So when you say character building for leadership, that is what is prescribed by God. Your mouth must not say wrong words as a leader. What did I say? And we have learned in previous weeks that wrong words erode the gloriousness of your leadership. Hello? So any ministry that's going to go very far, the key persons in there, they have to speak right words. Say right words. And before you speak right words, first you need to deal with the wrong ones and take them out. Clear the negatives out and then project the positives. Clear the negative out and project the positives. Like God one time said that, how can you praise me and then your mouth? You see, the same mouth that you are praising me with, then you say wrong things with it. It must not be so. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are learning so that it will transform the words that proceed from your mouth in Jesus' name. And as you speak rightly, your life also gets right and it gets transformed. And you begin to become glorious and more glorious as the path of the just shineth what? Brighter and brighter even unto the perfect day. It must start with your words. Hello? So today we are dealing with scorn. Scorn is a feeling and expression of contempt or disdain for someone or something. Scorn, S-C-O-R-N. And when you talk about scorn, it means to reject something in a contemptuous way. And I hope for our English scholars, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. In a contemptuous way or with contempt, to reject something with contempt. As you listen to this message, you look at your working environment, you look at your church, you look at your home, look at every environment in which you dwell, and then make sure that I pray that the Holy Spirit grant you a discerning spirit so that you can discern and deal with these things. Amen. Scorn is not just a matter of saying no or just to disapprove something, but the manner in which it is done. Scorn is not just about saying no. It's not just about rejecting it, but the manner in which it is done. It makes it a very terrible thing that must never be in your environment. Avoid scorn in your environment. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not. And you see, I love Psalm 1. It makes you see that you need to clear the negatives before you project the positive. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't sit there. Say after me, don't sit there. Staying away from scorners, or what we call agents of scorn, is equally as important as meditating on God's word day and night. You cannot say that every day, as for me, I take my quiet time serious. After that, then you go and sit among the scornful. It negates everything and it brings you back to zero. Positive one plus negative one is what? You go and do your quiet time. So before he even spoke about, by his delight shall be in the law of the Lord and meditate upon it day and night, he said that do not sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't sit, don't be there. So you need to first identify who is a scornful person, or identify this nature of scorn, how it looks like, so that you won't even present yourself in such a place. Please, do you understand? Someone will reflect in your life this year. That you, even as you meditate upon the word of God, you see, you can't come to meetings, come and listen to the word of God, go and dwell in the seat or sit in the seat of scorn, and then lose everything. So today you are getting wiser and you are getting blessed in the name of Jesus. Never, write down in your book, never allow scorners in your working environment. Scorners or the scornful. Never allow them in your working environment. Any place that you want to see profit or development, never let scornful people be there or scorners be there. Don't let them stay there. Why? A scorner is an abomination. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9. So if you allow scorn in your environment, you are just raising down whatever you are building. Scorn. We move on. So why is a scorner an abomination to men? Why? Number one, nothing is good enough for the scorner. Nothing is good enough. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 6. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. A scorner seeks wisdom and never finds it. Nothing is never good enough. Today when you tell him that, oh, I have this idea. Oh, as for this one, I don't think it will go anywhere. Today, when you bring an idea, oh, by this one, is it good enough? Tomorrow, we bring an idea, oh, but as for this one there. In fact, one of the biggest enemies to development and ideas, if you want to innovation, are scorners. Nothing is good enough for them. Every time they are comparing whatever you want to do to something else, they always see something is better than whatever you are proposing. So they how they manifest. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. Every time, this one is better, we are doing something like, but they are never, never arriving. Seeketh wisdom but findeth it not. It shall not be so in your life in the name of Jesus. So get them out of your environment before any idea can materialize. Because if you don't get them out, they'll kill it before it materializes. If you're a minister, don't have scorners in your team. If you're a church, don't have scorners amongst your elders. Moses was having problem with people today. And then they even went accusing Moses. Scorners, they always think they are better. Number two, a scorner rejects advice with attitude. And underline with attitude. They don't just say no. The attitude with which they will say the no, you will regret. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Hey. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 8. Let me start from the second part of it. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Ask your neighbor, are you wise? Ask your neighbor that if I rebuke you, will you love me? A wise person, when you rebuke him or her, he loves you the more. Amen. So if you are grooming, those of you who are directors, the singers that when you are grooming them, you tell them, oh, this one, no, and you rebuke them, then, hey, I won't come for rehearsal again. Please, stay in your house. Go home. Go to another church. Go and misbehave there too. And there to get rebuked and move to another church. Every day, jumping from one place to another. I pray that this year, the Holy Spirit arrest you. In Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, face rebuke. With love, with love, with love. Show love rather. Don't be running away. Why are you running to? So the wise will love you for rebuke. But look at the opposite. The scorner hates you when you rebuke him or her. He rejects your rebuke with attitude. You see, he didn't just say no. But now he's hating you. This is active, not passive. One day, I was standing on a platform. A ministry which I was heading was going to present something to a church. And while standing on the platform on behalf of the ministry, ready to deliver, the man of God of the church from his seat, he said, hey, no, 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 no. And then he came up stage. And then he, right in front of the 2,000 plus, in an auditorium, and he was correcting me on the platform that, hey, you don't do this, you have to do it this way. Let me give a secret to anybody who wants to mentor somebody, anybody who's not ready to receive your rebuke with love. Please don't waste your time. Waste your time. On the stage, in front of everybody, in front of children, in front of your genius, in front of children, in front of parents. And then your head is rebuking you right there. How will you feel? When we say these things, people think that, oh, please, your leadership. You see, you want to be a leader, but the showing, displaying your leadership. Open rebuke. How do you react to it? The scorner rather gets angry. And then my pastor said, he didn't even wait for the church to close before he rebuked me right in front of everybody. And I pray that any such test you overcome and you pass it with 100% flying colors in Jesus' name. Amen. So number three, scorners think that they know better than everyone else and they look down upon others. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 12. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. Hey, I ask them. They think they know better than everybody. And then they look down upon others. They look down with disdain. They look down upon others. Number four, scorners by their behavior prevent development or progress, both internally and externally. Scorners by their behavior prevent development or progress both internally or externally. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 8. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. A wise man knows how to talk. He employs this scripture, a soft answer turneth away what? Wrath. So a wise person speaks softly. Please do get the equation. Proverbs 29:8b, it says, but wise men turn away wrath. Eh? Wise men turn away wrath. And there's a scripture which says that a soft answer turns away wrath. So therefore, the wise speak how? Softly. Softly, because the soft answer is going to turn away wrath. But the scorner, by their behavior, they bring a city into a snare. Because let them go and go do a negotiation. Oh. The way they will talk and look down, the attitude, you see, the attitude with the talking. Your partners or whoever the person has to go and will call you. Oh, please, don't let this person come and talk to us again. 2021 is your year of change. Amen. It is your year of change. It's not just about prayer. You are learning wisdom. The spirit of wisdom will bring transformation. As you are learning these things, you keep praying. You keep praying. The spirit of the living God, help me. Help me. My life must be better. Your company must not be in a snare. It must not be in a snare because you, the representative, you are causing problems. The next point, 5. Scorners have no regard for authority. They dishonor instructions with attitude. They dishonor instructions with attitude. It's not just that they won't do it too. They'll be telling their friends, oh, as for this thing there. Share. They dishonor instructions with attitude. They won't just say no. I can't. The way they will do it and the way they'll behave, you will regret even asking them to do anything. It's not that the person won't just do the work, but the talking that the person will talk, the talk, you know, because you regret. If you've ever regretted giving work to somebody because of their talk, please know what you are dealing with. And these things are in our class. People are talking. Give them work right now. They will rather be insulting you. The work you do, then you are insulting the leader on top. Oh, don't mind that guy. Don't mind that lady. It shall not be so in your life in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 13:1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. The father is an authority to the son. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. So when you rebuke them, they won't listen. It shall not be so in your life in the name of Jesus. What is the end of scorners? Judgment. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. God help us. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. And it's not just one judgment. Judgments. Wherever you are coming, whether judgments or judgments, please take it like that. Judgments are prepared. Judgments, plural, are prepared for scorners. And stripes for the back of fools. How to prevent or deal with scorn? Number one, discipline. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 25. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. But you see, smite a scorner. Discipline a scorner, so that those around will learn from it. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you have the opportunity, discipline them in the environment so that other people will learn from it. If they won't learn from it, rebuke them, because advising them doesn't work. Advising them doesn't work, so rebuke them. If they are children, do not spare the rod. Beat the behavior out of them. Discipline them. Hallelujah. And then number one, disciplining, one way is to use laws. You use laws. So if you have a group or you have a department and you are managing it, you are the head, use laws to deal with scorn. You put down a rule. Anybody who miscommunicates or approaches anybody's suggestion with scorn, you are kicked off this page, period. Don't come and kill people's motivation with your responses. People can talk on a WhatsApp page and everybody just go. Nobody can talk again because you wonder. Number two, apply the word. If they are grown-ups, apply the word. The two-edged sword is the word. It can deal with issues that you cannot deal with by your advice. Apply the word. Give them the word. So if you are managing a group, give them the word. That's why as musicians, you need to study the word of God. That is what can deal with what you are going through. Hallelujah. Or that is what can deal with your behavior. Amen. Everybody, each and every one of us, the word must work on us. Hallelujah. It must refine us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. You deal with that by applying the word and prayer. You give the word, you pray, you intercede for such. Number three, which is the last resort. Remove the spirit of scorn from your environment, or as you stay out of any such environment that celebrates scorn. Those of you who have relatives that nothing seems to please them, everything you do, they have an issue with it, and the attitude with which they will even handle it. So we are praying right now. You are praying that number one, Lord, thank you for your word. You have revealed unto me about scorn. First, I thank you. Let's just begin to thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving your word. You have revealed it unto us. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. Thank you for revealing your word. Number two, Father, forgive me for any moment in time I have displayed scorn. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, please forgive me in any way that I have displayed scorn. Oh, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I am sorry, Lord. I didn't know. Times I knew, but I didn't know this was what it was. Today you show me. Please, I am sorry. Three, Father, deliver me from the spirit of scorn. I cannot do it by my might. If in my life anybody has said that I dealt with them in a scornful manner, if anybody can say anywhere throughout my life, from childhood, infancy till now, if anybody anywhere on the planet Earth can say that even I was a scorner in a particular state, please, I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Forgive me and deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, because I cannot do it by my might, in the name of Jesus. Number four, Father, cause me to discern and stay out of any scornful environment. Grant me the spirit of discernment in this area, in the name of Jesus. Shield me from scorn. shield me. Maybe it happens there, maybe it occurs in my home, maybe it occurs even at my workplace, in environments where I don't even have control. Lord, grant me a discerning spirit and show me how to deal with it in the name of Jesus. Reba kababu jamayandereya malarareaba. Lives are getting transformed now. 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 Deliverance from scorn in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from the spirit of scorn in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from the spirit of scorn in the name of Jesus. Marriages are saved because this spirit is kicked out in the name of Jesus. Businesses are beginning to grow right now because this spirit is kicked out in the name of Jesus. Oh, by this revelation, music groups are growing, churches are growing, ministries are growing right now in the name of Jesus. Schools are growing right now in the name of Jesus. Relationships are being restored right now in the name of Jesus. Kick the spirit of scorn out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of scorn out in the name of Jesus. He said that the enemy cometh but hath no place in me. Oh, the spirit of scorn, it has no room. It has no room. It has no room. It has no room. Not in my life, not in your life, not in our midst. It has no room in the name of Jesus. Raba kababo jemayandere amalarare aba zandere ama kabarare ama jandere ama. Begin to pray that Holy Spirit grant me the grace to be an example, 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 an example, an example, to speak with grace, to speak with grace, not to deal with issues in a scornful manner, not to be a scorner in the name of Jesus, but rather to deal with matters with grace. Oh, grant me the grace to be an example right now in the name of Jesus.
For the last time.